Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Monday, June 9th, and it is time to check in with our regular guest, Pastor Joshua Shear with Brothers of John the Steadfast. Good morning, Pastor Shear. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Andy. Doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing well. And it's about time I figured out the technology so we can get everything working right here. And you can be crystal clear in the studio today.
Absolutely. This is a wonderful thing.
Well, thanks so much for taking some time this morning to share with us what's going on with Brothers of John the Steadfast. What do you have for us to start off our week?
Well, to start off your week, I've got some really good stuff coming out of our synod. We have an article entitled Confessional Leader Elected President of Concordia Chicago by Pastor Tim Rosso. And this is about the election of Dr. Daniel Gard, who is a professor at our Fort Wayne Seminary, who was elected by the Board of Regents of Concordia Chicago to be its next president. And this is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Great news. Dr. Gard is gifted not only theologically, but practically speaking as well. I mean, he's a rear admiral in the Naval Reserve, and so, you know, he's going to know some of the bureaucratic administrative things, but also he spends all his time interacting with, you know, seminarians who are close usually to college-age kids, and then he also spends a lot of his time interacting as a chaplain with those in the military that age. So I think that's going to be a great gain theologically, but also practically speaking, that I think he's going to be a great selection for Concordia Chicago. You know, great things can happen through our Concordias, and I think this is one good thing that'll even enhance that even more. So I think a really good thing, and worth thanking God for, and also thanking the good folks who have put all the work in to put all the selection process together and all the different things that end up with this. So.
Well, and you know, Concordia Chicago, formerly Concordia River Forest, formerly Concordia Addison, is the original Concordia.
Yes, it's the first one.
It is, and my alma mater as well.
Oh, it is. Well, wonderful.
It is. I graduated twice, once from Concordia River Forest and once from Concordia University Chicago. Same
Excellent.
School.
Same school. Two different degrees.
That's right.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, yeah, so I think it's going to be a great thing.
I'm very happy for them and proud to be an alum of Concordia University Chicago.
Excellent. I am not a Concordia alum, but I know lots of good guys who are, so absolutely. second article I want to talk about is entitled Our Vocation is Stewardship, and that's by Pastor Carl Weber, who's a pastor in the Minnesota North District. But it's an article that's kind of a recap of something that didn't get a whole lot of press, but there was a national stewardship conference of the LCMS at the end of May down there in St. Louis, and it was something I was privileged to be a part of as well. And it gathered representatives from all the districts in the LCMS, and we discussed stewardship. And this was put on by Pastor Heath Curtis and also Pastor Nathan Meter, who are the new stewardship guys for Synod. I applaud them because they're also still parish pastors. And I think that that's a wonderful connection that they're still in their parish. They still have to deal with actual parish stewardship issues while they are also setting an example and teaching the rest of us about it and providing good resources for us. So great thing there. And this article is kind of a recap of the actual conference, including a wonderful teaching session by President Harrison on 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 about fellowship and stewardship and how they tied all together, that it was a very big part of the earliest biblical church, the New Testament church, the stewardship, the koinonia, the life-together fellowship type of stuff, and it was all wrapped together. But then Pastor Curtis also did some great teaching on our pastoral pitfalls as far as, you know, we try to avoid talking about stewardship, especially money, because, of course, it comes off as self-serving for a pastor, and we don't want to do that. It kind of hinders the ability to serve people when you're viewed as self-serving. But in the same respect, Pastor Curtis did a great job of putting this in the concept of the table of duties in the small catechism, which, of course, is there's stewardship verses right there about hearers owing their preachers and things like that. And really, your vocation is stewardship. How are you handling what God has given?
Well, that's the word, right? The word stewardship, right? What does it mean?
Right. It means it's steward. You're managing. You're handling this stuff. It's, of course, implied there is it's not yours.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's something you've been given to manage to look after and so forth. So it's something that Pastor Curtis brings out, and Pastor Meter did some great presentation on things. He had a brief summary that used the three articles of the Creed, which was absolutely great. And it's in the article here, and it says that stewardship is a third article response to a second article redefinition of who we are in relationship to God using the first article gifts. So you see, first article gifts come to everybody. Second article, the redemption, of course, is earned for everybody, but it comes to those who believe, that have been given that faith by God. And of course, the third article is that article about sanctification. That is the article about the continuing forgiveness of our sins, but also that life of new obedience, as the Book of Concord, Augsburg Confession would call it. But this idea that, this is the Holy Spirit's work amongst us as well. And so it's really good. It was a great conference in that it kind of brought out some of these, it brought Lutheran theology to the mix. And I think that's probably the most useful thing that any of it can do, is let our theology come to bear on these topics and see what it does. And of course, for us preachers who attended, it was really good because it taught us that we shouldn't be shying away from these things. These discussions are the same kind of discussions we need to have about marriage, about raising children, teaching them the faith, all the different things where, you know what, there is a law component, but all of it's, of course, in the mindset of the gospel and in that we're baptized children of God, and so we have these gifts, and God continues to provide all these gifts. So it's a matter of the law and that we should teach one another how to use them. And so I think it's really useful that way.
I appreciate that you point out, you know, the comparison between third article and first article. We're pretty good, as Lutherans, we're pretty comfortable with referring to those third article things as gifts, that faith is always a gift from God. We're pretty comfortable with that. But the first article stuff, we acknowledge it as gifts, but sometimes in our old Adam, we like to refer to it as our hard-earned money, or this
That's
is
right.
mine.
That's right, I work hard for that paycheck, right?
This is mine, that is mine, when really everything we have, including the paycheck or the children that are in our homes, are all, what, entrusted to us, right?
Yeah, entrusted, given to us. They're not of our own. And, of course, this is a key and crucial part of it, to understand that God is the giver of all good things, and he gives us these things, and we are to use them. Hmm. But I think his word has spoken on ways in which we should be using them as well. So
absolutely,
just as we wouldn't take raising our children for granted because of all the biblical words spoken about that, so we shouldn't take having private property for granted, because the scriptures speak about how that property should be used as well. So good things to remind ourselves of, and the conference was great in that. If you are interested, if anyone listening is interested, they can contact their district and find out which guys went to it, and those guys would be more than happy to help kind of assist congregations to be kind of front men to kind of present some of the information that was given to us at the conference. So some good things there, and some good trickle out, and hopefully some ripple effect going on across the synod from it.
Well, very good. Very good. What else do you have for us at Brothers of John the Steadfast?
Just a little promo here. We do, of course, sponsor there on KFUO the program Concord Matters, which has been a great program, and just been plugging away through the Book of Concord with some great guests and great commentary as we go through it. But Brothers John Steadfast also started a different radio program entitled Steadfast Throwdown, which has a little more feisty appeal to it, of course. But it has a couple great hosts who interview different guests throughout each week and just do some really good things. They're going through a great series right now on the Small Catechism, some teaching by one of our authors, Pastor Joe Abrahamson. And like I said, the hosts, Pastor Randy Asbury and Pastor Eric Anderson, have been doing a great job of putting everything together. And so that's just you can get to the link to that on our website. And just to take a look at that site as well and see that different show. It's kind of just a podcast you can listen to when you can, when you want to. So kind of like a lot of what KFUO's got going on with their archive, which is great too.
Very good. Very good. And in any other articles, we've just about a minute left.
I would just point out the various articles we've got on the site. There's a one on there about the challenges of our churches declining, the demographics that are going on, the challenges of church growth and decline that's been going on within American culture and specifically church culture. It has some good questions that are asked in that. You know, it's God that gives the increase, And as our Lutheran fathers always said, the gospel is a passing rain shower. And so, again, we're stewards of what we're given. And right now we're given this, and so we will continue to just try to bear with it faithfully and do as we're given to do.
Amen.
And let God take care of the details.
Amen. Pastor Scheer, always great to check in with you on Mondays and hear what's going on at steadfastlutherans.org. Thanks for taking some time to talk with us this morning.
Absolutely. Lord bless you, Andy.
And also you. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our next segment with Dr. Weiss. Stick around for more of his time right after this on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.